Hello, I'm Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And this is the Clue Records presents Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas time.
We're going to present Christmas to you.
Are we?
Yeah.
Over the next hour?
Yeah, 1 hour.
1 hour's worth of Christmas.
So you'll be receiving some presents.
Brilliant.
In the form of MP3s.
Sounds good.
We'll wrap them in some chat.
Oh.
And with a bow of humour.
Excellent. What more could you want?
Well,
for Christmas,
they might want some genuine humour
and some actual presents.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about lots of things. We've just come back from a weekend in Amsterdam where we nearly went to boat jail.
Very nearly went to boat jail.
So we're going to tell you about all that. But we're going to start off with a Christmas song. We're going to play as many as we can, or Christmas themed.
Yep.
Who's this by, Steve?
This is by Dee Dee and the Flakes.
Yep, and it's called "Here It Is Christmas Again."
Oh,
So that was Dee Dee and the Flakes with Here It Is Christmas Again. And it is, isn't
here.
It?
It's here again.
Again.
Pretty much tells you what you need to know.
It sums up everything.
Yeah, it does.
That Dee Dee and the Flakes are a band who it's like a Wakefield Philophobia supergroup.
Collective. Of super musicians.
Yeah, it's Stringer, who's the drummer in the Michael Ainsley band. And he wrote that one and pulled together his supergroup. So I know that it's got Greg from the Stringer band, and it's got the singer from Malloy, who I hadn't heard of before, but Stringer texted me and introduced me to them. So yeah, it's got that sort of Pogues-y.
It has, hasn't it? When that piano comes in at the beginning, you think, oh, it's a Christmas song, this,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And then you go, not wearing knickers. And then you're in a.
And then you know you're in a Christmas song.
CD old man territory. I like it. Yeah.
Excellent song.
So that's Christmas number one, basically.
It should be Christmas number one.
So in a week or two, that's what you'll be hearing on Top of the Pops.
Yep.
With the guys, we'll come down with you fellas and be stunt doubles.
Of course,
you always need them on Top of the Pops. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. Dead dangerous going on Top of the Pops.
That's why they had to shut it down, because everybody kept dying.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Right, I didn't know that.
You think Michael Hutchins did a thingy, door thingy? That's all I can really say, to keep it clean. You think that's what he did?
No, definitely.
Because he didn't stay.
Not really.
He appeared on Top of the Pops, and the next week he was gone. That was it.
Gosh.
The thingy stage thingy happened to him. Not a thingy door thingy.
Wow, that's Top of the Pops for you.
It is. Lethal. So, that's going to be the Christmas number one, because they are pushing it as that, and you can buy it from... it's on iTunes. I think you can pre-order it now.
I think you can. I think you're right.
There's a wonderful video for it. I say it's wonderful. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I will have a look this weekend.
Yeah.
Watch it first and tell me. And if you want to go and find them on Facebook, it's facebook.com.
It's Dee Dee and the Flakes. I will double check for you now. It is / Dee Dee and the Flakes music.
Yep, and it's just DD, like the letters DD, yeah. Not like D Ramone.
That's true. Good job you cleared that up.
It is. Good luck with the number one, fellas.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't forget us.
Yeah.
Christmas, Dee.
Christmas is coming up, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Yeah.
I think we've already said that.
Yeah.
But I just want to, I thought you might have forgot.
Right, okay, mate, thanks.
I seem to have forgotten everything from the weekend. But I mentioned we went to Amsterdam, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
And with two friends, Barry and Nat. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It was horrible.
God.
We started drinking in Newcastle at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a couple of pints of Guinness.
On the Friday.
Went and bought all of Greg's.
We did. You did buy a lot of Greggs, actually.
I bought loads of Greggs.
And then you got your bag searched, didn't you? Yeah. Your Gregg bag.
With me warm Greggs.
Oh, God. With all your clothes.
Got all my clothes.
Which you didn't wear anyway for the whole weekend.
I didn't take my boots off all weekend. Oh. Less of that. We had a wonderful time.
We did.
But it was really hard. I'd say if you go in, don't drink so much.
That would be a good advice. Yeah. We drank a lot of rum on the Friday night.
A litre between four of us.
In about an hour.
Half a bottle of vodka, Jaeger, Guinness, strawberry daiquiris. What was the salted rim drink you bought?
Oh, God, that I spilt.
Steve asked for we just went to the bar and asked for a salt. Can I have a salted rim, please?
I can't remember what it was.
Came back with a drink, he didn't expect that. Did you, Steve? We had a wonderful time.
We did, it was beautiful.
In this seasonal time, please drink responsibly.
Of course. Otherwise you could end up looking like Scott did when we came back on the Sunday.
You don't want to look like that. No. I had a nosebleed
on
my breakfast.
No one wants to look like... You did have a nosebleed, and it actually did go in your breakfast. It
landed on me hash brown. Still at it. let's move on quickly from that. Good luck with all your Amsterdam trips.
Yes.
Who are we playing next?
In Satellites.
Satellites.
Next, haven't we?
Well, while we were away in Amsterdam, these fellas were launching their EP the same way we launched away from it on a ferry.
Very good.
Well, similar, it was different.
Similar, yeah.
Different type of launch, really.
Yeah.
They had a very good night at the library. Launching their EP.
Launching it.
It's called No Wave, and it's Ace. So this track, we're going to play the second track from it, and it's called Sylvester, and this is what it sounds like. Sylvester, why let your heart grow old? Again, you're old, my friend, you've been told. So why let the tears run down your face? It's not a race, there's a time and a place. But I sprayed the mace now. So that was in Satellites.
It was.
With Sylvester.
Yep.
I think it's about the cat.
Could be, couldn't it?
Could be. I don't know any of the Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know any of the Sylvesters.
No, I don't know any.
I don't know. That's it. There are only two Sylvesters.
In the whole world.
Yeah.
Ever.
Which came first?
Cat.
Probably the cat.
I'd go with
Sylvester
the cat.
Stallone's ancient, though.
Yeah, he is ancient, but...
So is the cat, he's just aged
cat's
well.
Cat's ancient as well. Right. Yeah, he has aged really well,
hasn't really,
he?
Really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Go and check them out. Facebook.
Yeah.
/...
In Satellites. Yeah. All one word.
And it's in... Yeah, all one word. In Sat... L, which is E-double-L-I-T-E-S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in satellites.bandcamp.com.
There you go. And you can get the EP.
And I pay what you want, name your price, one of those things. So go and get it.
Do it.
So I don't know if you've noticed that strange sound behind us.
Yeah.
Ranging all the chattel in my pockets. Was rattling all the change in my pockets.
That's exactly what you meant to say.
And it's not snare bells. Oh, good God.
This is what Amsterdam's done to Scott. This is it.
So, yeah, Snant is on his way in his snare bells.
Yeah.
With Danona, right. Danasha.
Yeah.
And Ranuldolph.
Ranuldolph?
Rudolph, stay with an N in it. Everything's going wrong.
It's all gone wrong.
So
that's what's in the background. It's sleigh bells.
Yeah, it's being festive.
Dead festive.
We've played a couple of songs so far, and one of them was festive. There's another one that's definitely festive.
Yeah.
And this next one's mildly festive, but we'll get to that in a minute. But what we're going to go talk about before that.
Going to talk about
is us.
Us. Let's talk about us.
Being in nappies. Finally graduated to nappies, haven't we, Steve?
We have, yep.
We're one year old. So Clue Records is 1 year old, so this all started as a daft idea.
It did.
Got dafter, and now we're stuck in it.
And now it's here to stay.
Perpetual
this.
Just perpetual, yeah.
Yeah. We started with a podcast, and we've still got podcasts.
We're ending it with this one.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
We're ending.
Press stop, Steve. Let's leave this.
Game over.
40 minutes of silence.
Yep.
But no, we basically wanted to say thank you to everybody who's helped, supported, promoted, given us messages of encouragement, anything, the bands for being amazing. I'd like to thank my mum, God.
Yeah.
He's God. Always been there.
He's helped us out so much.
Big influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't have got through.
Came up with a name, didn't he?
He did. He said, how can we have forgot that?
I know. He said, oh, lads, just like Clue.
That's it.
Give you a clue. And we were like, my goodness.
Yeah. And then
not my goodness. You don't say that in his presence.
You can't,
say, my
can
goodness.
You? I mean, that's
no.
just ridiculous.
He boots off.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Kicks
he
off.
Doesn't like that.
Now, shut up, man. My name.
Doesn't like being told his name back.
Sorry, your goodness.
Yeah, so you have to say goodness.
Yeah, but no... thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a great year.
We could take an hour thanking everybody, and we'd still need another hour, so we're not going to name anybody.
And that would be pretty boring for your listeners.
Yeah. Until you heard your own name.
Yeah.
And then I'd said it with an N in it. And just got it totally wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, to celebrate, we haven't really done out, but we're going to do a newsletter...
We are.
So if you want, and it's going to have some free bits and pieces on it, and discounts to the stuff we're putting out. So if you want to get that, just send us a message at Twitter or on Facebook, just with your email address.
Yeah.
You receive it and you'll get, free bits on there, and there's going to be some discount codes. So yeah, get in touch.
Do it.
And it would be the first one we've sent out in a year, so you're not going to get bombarded.
Yeah, you're not going to get bombarded with emails, definitely.
Far
not.
From it.
No. So, excellent.
Yeah. So, on that note, the most recent band we're working with.
Yeah, Forever Cult.
Forever Cult.
Yeah.
I just got a message.
Just got a message. Professional, that's Scott. Aye. Professional.
It's a man.
Is it?
I'll get that later. They've just released a new live acoustic session, and this is it. And the video's up on YouTube. Go and check it out. We'll tell you more about how to find it afterwards, but enjoy these live sultry tones of Kieran Clark, assisted by the wonderful Alex Greaves. Thank you.
talking to herself again. She's talking to her God. She saw
So that was Forever Cult.
It was.
Yeah, a nice little. They just I don't know whose house I think it was around. Alex's house had just set up and just did that.
Very nice.
And yeah, it's like just a nice little video just shot on one static camera and an iPhone, but looks pretty good for it.
It does, yeah, it looks really good.
So they stuck that all together. And that will be a free download available. There's another track coming as well as part of that live session, and it's going to be they're going to be the B-sides to Sun Trap, which is going to be their next single out at the end of January. And we'll play that on the next podcast. But it's it's pretty stunning. Yeah, it's a
stunning.
Bit, yeah, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
But they are playing on December the 13th. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
At the Cockpit with Always on Drugs. Oh boy, he's Always on Drugs.
Yeah.
And also alongside Lost Ground and Portraits are also supporting. So if it's before December 13th and you fancy coming out on Friday night, we'll be there. Like I'll be there with a couple of, I think, a few narcs are coming down, so it's pretty much a big clue in instead of a shoe in.
Brilliant.
So yeah, £2.50 tickets beforehand. Just send your name to us or Always on Drugs and we'll reserve your name on the door. Otherwise, it's a fiver on the door. But yeah, it's going to get weird.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So yeah, come and see Forever Cult live. If you haven't seen them live, they're amazing. So
yeah, brilliant. Brilliant.
So we're going to crack on with another Christmas song now.
We are. We're going to do another Christmas song next.
It's not new, but it's I don't know how old it is. Maybe last year, maybe the year before. But we decided I came round early. We've had pot noodles for tea.
We have, yeah. I went for good old beef and tomato.
Standard beef and tomato, honestly.
But you mixed it up.
I thought I'd made a mistake, but I got away with it.
Yeah.
Chicken piri-piri.
I did not know that even existed.
It's new. Brand new.
And what was the sauce that came
lime.
With it?
Lime.
Lime. Yeah. Just a packet of lime juice.
Well, at least it wasn't like an actual
slice of lime.
A wedge of lime, yeah.
A dried piece of lime. Ooh. Shriveled lime.
Add water to this as well. But yeah, no, it was surprisingly good.
Yeah, you were impressed.
Tasty soup ending. That's what I call the end of a pot noodle.
Is it?
Like two meals, yeah, you got your noodle meal and then your tasty soup ending.
Oh, you have actually, yeah.
Yeah, and then We've got a bit of cake.
Got some Christmas cake waiting for us.
Cake o'clock. My nana makes us a Christmas cake every year. And then my brother delivered it the other day, brought it round.
Brilliant.
So it's like this huge loaf, this massive slab. It's amazing. So we're going to go, I'm going to go and get the cake. It's going to be cake o'clock up in here.
Yeah.
Cake going to make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here, Steve. And while we do that, we're going to leave you with a pop band called the Wind Up Birds. And it's called Working Christmas Day.
Trains, 50 quid in a taxi, and the taxi driver's got some good Christmas banter for me. I smile politely, it's raining, not snowing obviously, and I've got a 12 hour shift ahead of me. Lucky me, working Christmas Day, it's not just another day. They played on some words, the decor says fun, but there's no fun to be had. I'm not sad, just bacon. Working Christmas Day, someone's put the CD on Christmas songs, maybe it's now Christmas. I like that post one. I said that's how my shift fell, and there was no choice, I'd used all my holidays up by November. But that wasn't quite true, but I will never tell you. I'd volunteered to work it ages ago. Yeah, I know. Working Christmas Day, it's just another day. It's double time, I suppose, for most of that goes on the time. Christmas Day and the dinner, other people in particular. So we both agreed we'd make bank holiday Monday, Christmas Day instead, but it won't be the same. You said it won't be the same, and I said quietly, good. Working Christmas Day, got my patterns and all the shots are shut. That is the chocolates provided by the bosses. So that's my dinner right there. Working Christmas Day, or Saviour's Day, as Cliff calls it, on his number one from 1990.
Okay, so that was the brilliant Wind Up Birds with their song Working Christmas Day. And you can find them on, well, they've got their own website. If you go to www.thewindupbirds.co.uk, that's all one word for Wind Up Birds. And they've also got a Bandcamp as well, which is thewind-upbirds.bandcamp.com. So that's thewind-upbirds.com. Birds.com.
Cake, Steve.
Oh, hang on. Right. Cake. You've got cake. So Scott's come in. He's got his cake.
Double bagged cake.
Double bagged it. It looks, oh, it's got some nice icing on it.
Just marzipan.
Just marzipan. Marzipan, that's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes she ices it, but some people don't want icing, then they're like, oh, I'll have mine with icing, I'll have mine without. She's like, you know what, you get what you're giving.
Yeah, it's true.
So it happens on ours.
It's true. So we've got some nice. It is double bagged. Look at that. Preparation.
Also put a bit of wrapping on there.
Bit so of wrapping. Oh, looks nice, this.
It's going to be excellent.
Oh, wow. That looks amazing.
Where would you like it?
Let's, stick it on there. Just stick it on there. Stick it on there.
Stick it on your lap, see?
Stick it on my lap, that would
do. Put some pants on. yeah.
Right then.
So, welcome at Cake O'Clock.
Cake O'Clock. So here we are. We've got our cake.
So yeah, Wind Up Birds,
yeah.
Working Christmas Day. Are you working Christmas Day, Steve?
I'm not working. Oh, it's really nice, this man.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
I'll take a picture for all the folks at home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really tasty, this. No, I'm not working Christmas Day.
You're not?
No, I am.
Work Christmas Day.
I shouldn't work Christmas Day.
You know how much fun it is?
Mm. No, I'm not working Christmas Day, mate. No.
No, I've got. Well, you are now, sorry.
Well, you rang up and said, Steve has to work Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Got your job in a supermarket.
Did you?
Yeah, it's shut as well.
Day,
shut. But they want they've got some cardboard boxes out the back that you want. They need like crushing,
right?
And they don't want to use the machine, so they're just going to put you in one of the crate things.
The crate things.
Yeah, like the cages. That's what they call the cage. Put so much to the bottom, then you've got to stand in it and jump on them until they're flat. And then when they're flat, you put some more in until you can't jump no more.
I've got to do that all Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, not all of it. Like, you start at 7 o'clock.
Why do I have to do that?
Because they don't want to turn the machine on. I thought I explained that.
Why don't they want to turn the machine on?
Because they don't want to steam on. Somebody would have to turn up to turn the button on Christmas Day. That's
why did he have to do it on Christmas Day?
It needs doing.
Why?
Shop's going mental on Christmas Eve.
So they've got to crush all the boxes on Christmas Day?
That's what I said, yeah. Thought I'd explain that.
Is that what they do every year? Did they normally turn the machines on?
No, man.
This
is your trial year, but I mean, you can do it every year afterwards. Don't worry about that. Just get through this one.
So if I do dead well?
Yeah, if you crush them real good.
Then I can carry on.
You know, the funny thing is that
job
was
for life.
That was my first ever job.
What, jumping up and down on boxes?
Yeah.
Really? What?
Used to work in QuickSave.
You didn't used to jump up and down on boxes, did
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, cages. There was about a 12-inch gap from the top of the cage to the ceiling,
right.
And they used to give me a croggy up into it because I was the smallest, and then they'd pass over cardboard into it until like I couldn't do anymore. That was my job.
And you used to jump up and down on them.
Yeah. My other job was going down. You know, like freezers you get in Iceland.
Yeah.
Like on the shelves on the top of them was like jars of stuff and all me, isn't there? So there's one particularly troubling aisle, and on those shelves there was mayonnaise and vinegar. So there'd be the odd time where a customer would, oh, reach for that, oh, dropped it, and it all falls down the back. So I climbed down the back of these on my hands and knees, going along with them, like scraping it all up, but
right.
Not with like a dustpan and brush it out like that, with some cardboard. It's cardboard Lewis, that's what they call me. They didn't call me that.
I'm sure they had all this equipment and they just thought, you know what, we're just going to watch Scott do the worst jobs ever.
Do you know how bad mayonnaise and vinegar, old mayonnaise and vinegar smells when you've got your face in it, all on your knees, Steve?
With a piece of cardboard.
With a piece of cardboard. Shards of glass everywhere.
I'm sure they were all just laughing. Let's see what we can get Scott to do next.
They were?
What do you reckon we can get him to do?
There's nothing else to do after. I broke my arm not long after. Went back and said, oh, do you got any shifts? And like, who are you again? I just didn't go back, that was it.
Just forgot about you.
So that was QuickSave. That's why QuickSave isn't open anymore.
It would sit here a lot, that.
Yeah.
It explains a lot.
But now you'll enjoy this. I know from my experience that you'd enjoy this.
I can't wait, mate. I mean, that's such a lovely present for you to have told me about today.
Well, I suppose it is a present. I haven't got you anything else. You're not getting out of me.
Nah. I don't need anything else. because I'd be so happy doing that.
You can't take any home with you.
What, the boxes?
Yeah.
Do I get paid?
Nope.
Right. So I don't get anything out of it.
Trial. See, what did I tell you? This is your trial. Yeah, we talked about the following years, and we'll come to that when it happens.
Right. All right, mate. Sounds like you're going to get a percentage.
I don't talk to the minions. Only the top men. All right.
Top brass.
Talk numbers. You don't want to know about numbers, Steve.
I don't. Right.
Put your hand in in a pile of goo, and it's your friend's face. So that's what happens when you talk numbers, Steve. I'm babbling.
Right, okay, right.
I really want to eat this cake, and I can't. You've had a bite of yours,
and it was dead nice.
You know?
It was dead nice.
The man's gone off now. I've waited that long, talked that long.
Stale.
Should we just go into a song?
I thought we probably should go into a song.
Oh, should we do... Yeah.
What?
Michael Jackson.
Jacko Now. Yeah, I think Jacko Now.
Right, crack on. Here's Michael Jackson.
Here we are. Let's get the jingle.
Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I left some things out, especially those my bubbles.
Jermaine, man, that's my hee-hee part. You don't interrupt that with your bass.
Sorry, I just had some cake. We were locked in hotels all over America. America.
He was locked in hotels?
Yeah, like I was on tour.
Right.
Just like in the old days. Me and Jermaine, or me and Randy, would get up to our old tricks, taking buckets of water and pouring them off hotel balconies onto people eating in the atriums far below. We were up so high, the water was just mist by the time it reached them.
Mist?
it wasn't mist by them, Michael. You just ruined someone's perfectly good, perfectly innocent...
Yeah.
They're good tea, they're good dinner. You've just knackered it with a load of water, haven't you?
It's mist. It just turned into mist.
How high up must he have been for it to turn into mist?
Heavy, wet mist.
Yeah, water, basically. Yeah.
Cheers, Michael. Let's do one more.
Go on.
I've seen times where I'd walk into a theatre to see a play and everybody would just start applauding.
When he walked in?
Yeah, yeah. That's what you're saying. I was like, well, did you walk in at the end of the play?
Everybody's just started.
Yeah, man, it was really good. You missed. You're like an hour and a half late,
everyone
Michael.
I thought, no, they're clapping for me.
It's like, nobody knows you're here. You're wearing a face mask.
Yeah.
How would anybody want to possibly
know? They're all bowing
you?
On stage. That's what they do at the end.
Yeah. Bowing to the King of Pop.
Bow for me. Bow again, yes. And go to the wings. Come back and bow for me again.
Nobody can hear you, Michael. You just
they're doing it though.
So there you go.
There we go. That was that's part of his life. So that was later on in life. Then was he getting
a little bit? Well, I don't know. No, it's just he's always been that famous, hasn't he?
He's always been famous
since birth.
Since birth, he came out and everyone clapped, didn't they?
Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I left some things out, especially those my bubbles.
Jermaine, man, you played a bass wrong again. Get out the bed. Dad, hit him, then fire him, then hit him again, then divorce him as a son, then hit him. Get somebody else.
Serious issues there, Michael.
I know. What on earth was he talking about at the end?
I don't know.
He's just gone mental.
He's a mentalist, but a dead mentalist. So
he's not going to.
We're all reasonably safe.
Yeah, pretty safe.
Let's play a song.
We should play a song.
We've talked for far too long.
We did
in our lives. This is by another Philophobia band called The Clandestines.
Let's listen. Right, that was Clandestines with Serbian Dog, and you can find them on Bandcamp, clandestines.bandcamp.com, or on Facebook, which is facebook.com/clandestinesband.
Yeah, they've just, that's new. Is the album out? Yeah, I don't know. The launch is pretty soon.
Friday, the 6th of December.
So that's tomorrow. The launch, so yeah, I think that's when it's out. But yeah, there's a video for that song, which is pretty cool. Just like properly roughed on his like subtitle bits. They're from Malta.
Right.
Yeah, but they're on Philophobia. They just got in touch with Rob and they were like, sent stuff over. They said like they love Wakefield bands like the Cribs and stuff like that.
Cool.
So yeah.
Brilliant.
That worked out for them.
Worked out, didn't it?
Yeah.
All worked out in the end.
But yeah, the rest of the album's pretty good as well. I had a quick listen this morning and I need to have another proper listen. But yeah, some of the good stuff on there.
Brilliant. Excellent.
Full of cracking tunes.
Cracking tunes. That's what you want from an album.
So that was called Serbian Dog.
Yeah.
There's also a song called I Wanna Be Your Dog.
There is a song called I Wanna Be Your Dog, yep. Yeah, famous song.
The Stooges, Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Yep, Iggy Pop.
So while we were away in boat jail...
avoiding boat jail.
Yeah, I made like a playlist of just a load of songs and like we'd all chipped in and said, oh, this can be our soundtrack. We'll just listen to some good stuff, some rubbish stuff. And on the Friday night, I can't remember what song it was. It was Iggy Pop and the Stooges. And
I can't remember what it was now.
It was off the first album. Anyway, I know that much.
Yeah.
And mates, Baz and that were like, is this you? To me. And I was like, no. I was like, oh, that's cool. But it's also, do you think I'm like...
They think you sound like Iggy Pop.
But they also think that I'm bigger enough to put my own songs on this playlist. Oh, lads, remember when I did this? Remember me?
Not when you weren't here and I wrote this.
Yeah. So basically what we've done since then, as the great Managie Pop himself has done, we decided to go into insurance.
It's the only way you can go forward.
I think so. It's where the money is.
Yep.
But we're calling it Inclurance.
Inclurance.
So yep,
definitely.
This is... Hey, man, driving that car? Yeah, you need Inclurance. What we do is get you, like, papers, sign them, you crash it. We just burn it, man. Inclurance. Get yours now. Free cuddly toy with every purchase.
Wow. Free cuddly toy, was that at the end?
Yeah, yeah. Instead, he's got, like, one of them
weird things.
Wax puppets.
We're going to give free cuddly toys?
Well, yeah, until your stock runs out.
Until my stock runs out?
Yeah, of your personal childhood memories.
Childhood memories.
Yeah.
Pack them up.
Yeah, just, well, it depends how many orders we get. We could rip them into parts and send off, like, a head and a leg and an arm.
Thanks, man.
It's all right. How many have you got?
Millions, yes. Oh, we'll keep going for a while. Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll
definitely tear them apart, though, before we send them off.
We don't need to do that.
I will. So, yeah, we're going to start Inclurance.
Wow. I thought that Iggy Pop just came in there.
Yeah,
did you
see? I still ain't got yet. I haven't gotten yet, Stephen.
I can't believe Iggy Pop came around.
Doesn't sound like you, Iggy. What's wrong with
you? I had a really hard weekend in the boat jail in Texas. Yeah.
In Texas?
Yeah, he went... he just
boat jail in Texas. Well, he got a boat jail in Texas.
He got the ferry to Texas.
Wow.
Overnight ferry.
Overnight ferry.
Texas ages.
I didn't even know you could sail to Texas.
Of course you can.
Isn't it like in the middle of
You saying Iggy Pop's a liar?
Nah, I couldn't call Iggy
Pop. Hey, man, you call me a liar, man. I ain't no liar, man. I've been in Texas on boat. Yeehaw.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great for Iggy.
You're going on a boat this weekend. You're going to need Inclurance.
There you go.
So we cover boat journeys as well now?
Travel, yeah. Travel. All right.
Only so not travel just by cars. Boat. So we don't just... cover cars, we cover
travel by boat,
yeah,
cars, but yeah, only when they're not travelling.
Right, okay.
So if you're driving, you're probably going to need some normal insurance.
Oh, but if you put it on a boat?
Yeah, like on as a long ferry. As you're not driving it, though.
Right, okay.
Although, technically you could, because you're not going anywhere.
Well, that's it.
Via the car, you're going via the boat.
Exactly, yeah.
So you know that's absolutely fine, yeah.
Right, okay. Great.
Yeah, and we also cover your over condom snappage. Play a song.
Yeah.
So that was Kleinschweiner. We've recovered.
Oh, good. Can't believe you said that.
Well, it's what we're providing clearance for.
I didn't know that's, that we were covering that.
Nope.
To be honest.
No. If only you'd have known earlier.
Yeah.
All those mistakes. Well, you call them mistakes, but not to the... I hope they're not listening. Anyway, yeah, that was Kleinschweiner.
Kleinschweiner right there.
With another Christmas-themed song.
Yeah.
Sort of. Kim Jong, Merrily on High.
I like it.
It's class.
Good name, that.
So they are another sort of... They've been around for a couple of years now. The singer Neil used to put on gigs at the Cardigan. He put my old band's first gig on. He's a really nice guy. But, like, yeah, sort of like... You can get the punky vibe that they go for. And all of the songs are sort of... puns on old European leaders or rulers or horrible people. Men, women, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, of that. Cool. All right. Of those whose mother's condoms had snapped. Oh, God.
He's just not going to let that go now, are you?
No, I will now.
Right.
So if you want to find out about them, it's Kleinschweiner, .com.
Yeah, Kleinschweiner, we should have a look. Yeah, Kleinschweiner.com.
And it's spelling it Kleinschweiner.
That's it.
So, yeah, they've just released that, and the other track on it it's a two-track single that's just come out, and it's, yeah, Lex Get Ready to Rumble.
Brilliant.
Is the other one.
Brilliant. And that's on Bandcamp, which is Kleinschweiner.bandcamp.com.
Yep, and it's by now name your price as well.
It is. Certainly is.
So go be generous.
Go and do it.
We're coming to the end of the show.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord. We've had cake.
We've had good cake.
We've had Boat Jail. We didn't have much of Boat Jail. We'll probably bring that up. We've had Jacko. Yeah,
Jacko.
And we've had good. The other thing that I've said too many times.
We need to erase from our memories.
We had a small meltdown.
Yeah.
So I hope you melted down as much as us, because there's nothing worse than you laughing and never going, idiot. Yeah. Guy's an idiot. Guy's an idiot. I was an accident. Didn't think about that, did he? God, he's upset
me
now.
You couldn't leave it, could you? You couldn't leave it.
Sad.
For one last time.
But yeah, so... Remember everything we've said.
Yeah.
Be careful over Christmas.
Yeah, have a good Christmas.
If you need inclurance,
Come find me, man. I'll hand out inclurance. You want inclurance? Well, for this time, man.
Let's find him on his ferry to Texas.
Yeah, I can't believe he went to Texas on a ferry.
I know, overnight as well.
From here?
No, from Leeds. There's a ferry from Leeds.
Yeah.
No, Steve.
Down the canal.
Just down the canal. It's the smallest ferry you've ever seen.
God.
But he went... he went via Newcastle.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, you can also go via Hull.
Via Hull.
But you can't get there in your car.
Right. You have to, go all the way around England, wouldn't you?
No, separate trips, Steve. You don't go... you go from Newcastle straight to Texas.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're not doing...
Yeah, if you started at Hull...
All right.
You'd have to go all the way around England, wouldn't you? To get that way towards America.
It's a bit cheaper.
All right. Okay.
Not much.
Not much cheaper. I didn't know you could do that, to be honest.
Final song, I'll buy you a ticket.
Hey, man, we'll go away. You want some inclusions?
Oh, God.
Final song is by an artist called Voltage Black.
Yeah.
So he got in touch a while ago. I think Steve Lamack played this. He said Steve Lamack had played it and thought it was good, and it is good. I said to him, it reminds me sort of... not Lot 4 or 5, but the sort of strange song off the Park Life album.
Oh, so right, yeah.
Listen to it and you'll
know
what I mean.
Know what I mean.
But yeah, it's sort of spaced out, moody, and just imagine sitting over a Christmas pudding in a field with a loved one, looking into the stars, and then light your pudding, your Christmas pudding, with a lighter.
Right, okay.
And that's what it reminds me of.
This is it.
That's what I'm going to be doing on Christmas Day.
Right, you're going to listen to this?
Yeah, you shouldn't do that because you're not allowed flames near your cardboard boxes.
All right,
especially when they've been packed down.
I still can't believe that was your first job.
It's something you don't forget, Steve.
It's with you forever, that.
I do. My bed is just 12 feet from the ceiling.
Just so you can always remember.
So I'm crawling, and never forget. Never forget where you came from.
Never forget where I came from, Steven. Yeah, man, neither do I. I came from Texas on a ferry. Oh,
thanks, Eggie.
Oh, has he come back to Texas?
Not yet.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you can tell, we're sort of milking this slightly.
We are, yeah.
Got nothing more to say, more to of value to offer.
We should at least give the links for...
Voltage Black.
Voltage Black, shouldn't we?
Do that, so they are...
I need to bring it up, don't I, because I've forgotten them. Well, it's pretty easy.
Voltageblack.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, where you can get the song that we're about to play.
And Symmetrics, the B-side's good, it's only a quid for both.
And Facebook as well, which is /Voltage Black.
So go check him out, check us out. We'll speak to you soon. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chases after you, she's in your rear view. I'll keep you tame, my dear. Make shadows disappear. Demons invisible. Forever stalking. Certainty a ghost.